discounting in the right direction, but not this discounting. Each and every elected official in this county. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around our employees and the citizens of Jefferson County that are doing what is right by your name. Lord, we ask that you say a special prayer and do a special thing for one of our employees that's going through surgery just about this time in the name of Mr. Guest Hillary. Lord, we ask that you keep this country strong and help our scientists come up with what we need. Lord, we ask these blessings in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me
in
pledging to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This has been something that has been in the works for almost 4 years, if not
just said it begins June 1st, correct? When does the switch cutover occur?
So it's been postponed. It may be October now, and that may even change. But I would caution us not to wait. We've been talking about this for years. Every budget year since I've been sure, we talk about the radios and needing to make the jump. This day is coming. And so while we think it's going to be maybe October, maybe sooner or later, the radios will not work.
That's right.
So with that being said, my plan is just to share with the other commissioners is to move some money around where I can to go ahead and purchase those three. They're the lowest.
I got it.
They're not the 5,000s, but they'll work for what we're doing with traffic control and flagging. So
it won't cost you about
that. And I believe that if you buy them now, they meet that criteria. At least that's what I'm here to. If somebody wants to enlighten me on that, they
can call. Right.
That is right.
Patrick, since the courthouse security is involved and has been involved in our COVID response, is there any chance these radios could be covered by the mayor now?
We can look into that. And you can see, right now we've stretched most of the, it would have to come out of that. And I had to go back and look and see if we could put something aside on the contingency for the ratings. Because we did talk about it, we never kind of came to a final decision because we didn't have the final list.
That was the important point that I was trying to make sure we got to. And that, at least if we didn't get the grant, if we put something aside, I hope, to purchase them. Because I think I have two that's good and about three or four of them that's shot. We have to do something from that perspective.
Well, and so far with our estimates, we don't look like we're going to spend most of our budget. Less activity in the past since March. So.
Do we know who was in control of the actual conversion date?
Yeah.
Is that some entity that provides the tower and the frequency, or do we have any say so from our perspective?
Tracking those radios.
question I have is that on, I guess, the ordering of those things that temperature gauges, did we get those ordered or have we go
to the
procedure?
We are picking up today 15 of the thermal infrared calibrated thermometers today from the company here in Baltimore. So.
Did you have those allocated to where they're going to go?
Yes, sir, we did.
By the precincts and receiving them?
Yes.
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 So, but the accurate thermal infrared thermometer.
Madam Commissioner. If my memory serves me correct, I read it in the paper. I think the governor and the attorney general made a ruling that it was against these big cities that wanted to mandate the mask and wore. I think it was written in the paper and it was threatening to go to court, and I think they did a couple of things to make sure that could be done. So I don't think the judge and the emergency management group that put this thing together, I don't think they put anything with mandates in there from what I read in it. But for your individual, if you want to be safe to hold your germs to yourself, you can wait.
Yes.
If I may, the intent of this was to leave it up to departments and elected officials to determine how they were going to do their department.
Well, I'm just saying, so I mean, I just want to make sure if we're saying it's voluntarily and it's up to department heads and elected officials, because what it says in here, the judges and department staff will be required to wear face coverings, practice social, okay, required. So is it voluntary? Is it
required for entry in the courthouse by the public, unless they have a condition that would adversely impact their health. And each department head and elected official will make a decision as to how they want to operate within that department.
And we have the ability, because, you know, the way I'm going to leave it up to my people, as I have done, to do what we have to do to protect